Module 11, Creating a Performance Plan. A performance plan is essential to performance management. It is a strategic plan that each individual needs to follow to become high-performing employees. Managers must create a plan with every employee they work with. There is always room for improvement. Goals. Establish professional goals that reflect the needs of the organization and individual. Make sure that employees have the tools to reach these goals and provide them if they do not. This will improve productivity and performance. Setting goals. Determine what employees need to accomplish. Make SMART goals. Allow employees to develop the goals with you. Example, enrolling in a speaking class within 3 months to facilitate meetings by the end of the year. Desired results. The results of a performance plan are not strategies. They are what employees are expected to achieve, and this should be made clear in the performance plan. Employees are responsible for achieving the desired results. For example, a desired result may be to consistently meet sales goals. The ability or inability to meet desired results determines the level of performance. An individual who cannot meet desired results will need coaching in that area. Prioritization. It is important to prioritize goals. Employees should focus on the top three goals. The goals given priority need to align with the company's goals and the top competencies of each position. These usually influence productivity and cost. A non-essential goal, such as filing at the end of each day, does not take priority. Make sure that goals do not conflict with each other. Example of prioritizing goals: train to use the new software within 2 months, call clients every week to increase customer satisfaction, meet monthly sales goals with social networking, cold calling, and scheduled meetings. Measure. Performance must be measured. This is not always easy because some tasks may be subjective. There must be fair standards and measurement established for each position. You will also need to consider the job requirements and employee competencies that you previously established. It is also helpful to make the measurements cost-specific when possible. Create a rating scale for each measure. It can be numbered or not. Measurement example: the total number of customer complaints, percentage of wasted product, met personal goals. Evaluation. Compare the measurements against performance to evaluate employees. It is also important to include whether or not employees achieved their goal and met desired expectations. This information is normally included in an employee evaluation form. Formal reviews are typically done every year, but frequent informal reviews are more effective. Meet with employees regularly to evaluate performance. Use the same criteria as a formal evaluation to help direct and improve performance. Case study. An expanding chain of bookstores was losing customers. The company instituted a performance management program focusing on problems with store management and customer service employees. Training focusing on desired results and coaching to achieve the results was given. The tasks and measurement of each positions were redefined, and each employee was given a personal goal to focus on that aligned with company goals of improving customer service. Company goals: customer service. Complete training and increase secret shopper scores by 10% in 6 months. Employees were constantly evaluated and coached. After 6 months, most stores had reached their secret shopper goals.